This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This November, voters will decide whether Michigan joins the roster of states that have legalized recreational marijuana. Just what might happen if the Michigan Marijuana Legalization Initiative is approved? Alexandra Schmidt dives into that question in her story for Bridge Magazine, and she's with us now. Hello, Alexandra.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
Thank you for being with us. So you wanted to figure out what would be allowed and what would not if this recreational marijuana initiative is passed. So really, what would it feel like to live in Michigan with this initiative passed? Who did you talk to get this information pulled together?
So I started by reviewing the initiative. Then I reached out to a variety of stakeholders. In terms of the advocates, I spoke with Josh Hovey, who's the spokesman for the Coalition to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol, and Jamie Lowell, who is an advocate for MI Legalize and a consultant for the Michigan Marijuana Licensing Experts. I also spoke with Scott Greenlee, who's the president of Healthy and Productive Michigan. They're the group campaigning against the initiative. And Mary Chartier, who's a Lansing-based attorney with extensive experience in marijuana litigation.
So you have voices from both for and against this initiative as we kind of take a look at what it would mean.
Absolutely.
So let's start with what things would be like if this ballot initiative passes. First of all, how much weed would somebody be able to carry around?
So that depends on what type of product you're carrying with you. When it comes to flower, that is the part of the marijuana plant that is dried and ground and smoked in joints. You would be allowed to have 2.5 ounces on your person at any point. And when it comes to concentrates, that's the distilled version of marijuana used in edibles or vaping. You would be allowed to have 15 grams.
All right. So 2.5 ounces. How many joints is that?
So it really depends on who's rolling. It's hard to know exactly how much is in a joint since so much of the market up to this point has been unregulated. We did look at two different studies from the Journal of Drug and Alcohol Dependence, and we found a couple that tried to estimate, and the average number was 0.5 grams per joint, so that 2.5 ounces would look something like 140. The coalition says it'd be more like 80.
They must roll bigger than average joints.
Lucky them.
Now, but there are restrictions, right, on where we could carry that weed.
Yes, so it would not be allowed on K through 12 property or in any federal land such as a national park.
All right, because it just goes back to the fact that federally it's not legal. So you've got to work your way around that.
Yep, so don't bring it to Sleeping Bear Dunes and don't send it in the mail either. That USPS is controlled by the federal government. So even if you're sending it to somebody here in Michigan, that would still be considered a felony.
Now, we are allowed, if this passes, to grow marijuana in our home. How much?
So the household limit would be 12 plants, and that is irregardless of the number of people who live in the home. So whether you are living by yourself or sharing with a house with five other people who are also above the age of 21, you'd be capped at 12.
And we can also store it at home.
Yep. So you can have up to 10 ounces in your house at a time, but advocates say that that is a little bit of a loose cap. In when I spoke to Jamie Lowell, he said that 10-ounce cap only applies to marijuana that was purchased, not grown. He said that when they were writing it, they did not want a situation where you buy a certain amount of marijuana, then you have a good harvest, and suddenly, even though you didn't do anything illegal to that point, you would be breaking the law. Opposition has a slightly different view as to whether that 10 ounce limit applies to your home grow. They are a little concerned that that would give Michigan some of the highest possession limits in the nation.
So as you say, they're worried it could make Michigan the weed capital because apparently this is higher than other states would allow.
Yep. So typically the personal possession limit is up to 1 ounce for flower. And the 12 person or the 12 plant limit per individual is a little higher than average. But the 12 also being the limit for household is pretty standard when you look at other states that have allowed recreational marijuana growth.
So when we think about if this initiative passes, I would be able to give pot as a gift to someone, but I couldn't sell it to a friend, right?
That's correct. So you would be allowed to give it as a Christmas gift if you wanted Christmas to be even more green this year, were it to pass, a green Christmas instead of a white Christmas. But you would not be allowed to sell it to a friend. You do have to get a, or you would have to get a license to be a retailer. And one other thing I found interesting about the initiative is that it says you would not be permitted to advertise the transaction. Washington, D.C. and Maine legalized the possession, but not the sale. And they've seen a large gifting economy follow where people sell a sticker or a bottle of water and say, if you buy this, you get marijuana free. So this initiative is designed to attempt to crack down on that gifting economy before it pops up, so people wouldn't be able to ideally sell one product and avoid the marijuana taxes.
And I note in your story for Bridge, Alexandra, that as far as giving a gift, like Merry Christmas, here's some pot, giver and recipient need to be over the age of 21.
Correct. Okay. So to give, receive, buy, sell, any of that, you have to be at least 21, according to the initiative.
Another could do, if this passes, would be opening a commercial cannabis farm.
That's correct. The initiative has a few different licenses indicated in it that would allow for commercial cultivation. There's Class A, B, and C, which indicate the amount of plants a farmer would be permitted to grow. Those range from 100 plants to 2,000 plants. It also mentions allowing a marijuana micro business, which is modeled after a micro brewery. So that would be a cultivation center that could grow up to 150 plants and then process, package, and sell it on site.
Now, one thing that I found interesting as I went through your piece for Bridge, looking at what the recreational marijuana initiative would look like if it passes, municipalities would be allowed to impose some restrictions?
Yes, the initiative says that municipalities would be permitted to put harsher restrictions on the commercial enterprises than the state has. So a municipality would have the option to limit the number of licenses that function within its borders or to ban the commercial enterprises altogether. Residents would be able to petition their local governments for such ordinances if they want, but where it gets a little iffier is when it comes to the personal use. Advocates say that municipalities would not be permitted to ban the consumption, that it would just be a right of people in Michigan, but the opponents say that is a little iffier and likely to be litigated.
Now, there's been a question about what this could mean for employers and, you know, with the idea of testing positive for marijuana for a prospective employee. What would this mean if this initiative passes?
Opponents are concerned this would lead to a workforce development issue. There are already employers in Michigan that are struggling to find people who can pass a test. And even if recreational marijuana were to become legal, they would still have the right to test employees and potential employees and make employment decisions based on that. I don't know if it would affect workforce development or not. It's hard to say if the use would increase or not were it to be legal, but there are concerns.
And I know you tell us in your piece for Bridge, landlords could tell you were not allowed to smoke weed on their property, just the way they say no smoking tobacco products. So that would hold. And also certainly no driving while high. Now, as far as growing your pot, no community gardens, right?
No community gardens. You have to have your plants grown in a secure place where they aren't easily visible from the public. So if you are growing them, likely you'd have to have them inside your house. You can't just buy a hanging pot and grow it on your front porch.
You know, I'm thinking, Alexandra, of those coffee houses I saw. I was on a long layover in Amsterdam walking around, and they're everywhere, a huge array of cannabis to smoke as well as edibles. Would we see these popping up in Michigan once, if this proposal passes?
So that would be at the discretion of municipalities. The initiative does give municipalities the option of creating a zone where people could consume at a smoking shop. And if a municipality does zone for that use, that area would be exempt from the ban on smoking in public. But again, a municipality would have to choose that they want to allow that.
Alexandra Schmidt's story, What's Legal and What Isn't Under Michigan Recreational Marijuana, is in Bridge Magazine. Alexandra, thanks so much.
Thank you again.